Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I got distracted in the middle of that quiz by this story that says the Queen has been receiving regular infusions of her own blood.
Yes.
Like, not as, like, a medical procedure specifically. Like, this is just a normal thing that she does.
Super soldier program.
Like,
I told you, she's deadlifting.
Like, are they trying to create, like, a super concentrated queen?
I don't know.
It's like when you get that double concentrated tomato paste, but queen.
Is this how these fuckers live to be 120?
Probably.
But if you're constantly, like, cranked on sherry.
I'm sorry, it was the phrase that threw me. The queen is regularly, quote, topped off with her own
yes.
blood.
Yes.
She's running low. I'm telling you, man.
Oh, your majesty, you're about a quart low.
I feel like I compare everything to the Emperor in Warhammer. This is the new most Emperor in Warhammer thing I've ever heard.
Isn't it just like sherry though? It should just like that's what her blood's got to be like.
Yeah, but
half
it's her,
fine
it's
liquor.
It's her sherry though. It's her sherry. It's queen infused sherry.
Queen Elizabeth nanobots.
The queen is a
snake.
The queen is a still.
Yeah, just tap her, man. It's fine. To the Shutdown Fullcast. You are listening to the internet's only royal blood transfusion podcast. I mean, we do talk about college football too sometimes.
Nope, it's royal blood only.
I would prefer to stick to the first thing you mentioned there.
Royal blood transfusion?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it would be good if you gave me my own blood back. Like, if you just topped me off, like, that's not.
What if they clean it? I'll bite. No, I'll bite. Why not?
I don't know. I don't think, you know, given what's in my bloodstream on a given day, I want any more of that. I need.
Why is there so much corn in here? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, how is this chunky?
It smells like kerosene?
We found five Legos and not
Spencer,
small ones.
They're going to run it through a strainer is
That's
the thing.
True. That's true. They put your blood in a Brita filter.
Spencer, they're going to shake it real good before they put it back
in.
It's
just sunflower seeds.
That means there's one part of Ryan's brain that is 100% dude because he thought, yeah, you can put it through a Brita filter.
You can put anything through a Brita filter and it's clean.
Anything. It's like dudes are like, yeah, you just put like cheap vodka through a Brita filter. It tastes just like expensive vodka.
You just like swish it over a campfire and
yeah,
then it's good.
I put vinegar mm-hmm. through it and I got wine. This is basically the miracles that Jesus did, but in my kitchen.
Yeah, but with booze.
Now there's a guy who'll put his blood in you.
That's right.
Oh shit.
That's I don't. Apparently the queen's just out here
topped off
with her own blood.
Oi, feeling a pint low.
Where do they keep the blood? Are you telling me there's a blood fridge in Buckingham Palace?
I think are there clone queens? Are there clone queens that they have to bleed?
Actually, yeah. Never mind. Do Jason's.
Please, thing. Yes.
Yeah.
Like in Moon, the movie Moon, you know, where the whole basement is full of clones.
It's I was going to say years. The first Blade film, but
yeah,
yours works too.
Any movie with clones. Well, let's go with the Moon because like then the whole Moon is nothing but clones of the Queen.
Oh, shit.
And whenever we send one of these rockets up, it's all a work. It's all a work. When Elon Musk sends a rocket up and when they pretend it's blowing up, no. It really gets to the moon. They pump it full of queen blood, and then they fire it back, and it lands in Buckingham Palace.
See, now I don't ever have to see the movie.
I just...
That's what it's about.
I want to know who first came up with this idea. Did somebody propose this to the queen, or was she like, what? Hey, guys.
The news alert that just flashed across my phone and derailed me completely from the quiz was that I guess I get this. It says the Queen and her husband and Prince Charles all travel with supplies of their own blood, which I guess I get because if you get into some kind of fatal accident, not fatal accident, if you get into some kind of life-threatening accident on the road, you don't want to have to hunt around for a blood donor.
Sure.
So, like, I guess I get being, like, super ultra...
But you're talking about something for emergency use. This is just
That was the framing of the story. And the news alert is, like, has, like, these people travel with a supply of their own blood, comma, the queen is regularly, quote, topped off with her own blood.
I want to be clear. I think if Spencer got topped off with his own blood, he'd immediately get sick. Like, he'd immediately get diarrhea.
It's like, yeah.
I mean, let's flip this, though.
Yeah.
What if you are a doctor, and in an emergency, right, you know the royals are, like, right there, okay? And there's a random emergency. They're like, oh, God, this man needs blood. Who's a donor who matches? And someone goes, well, Prince Philip's blood matches him.
He has no blood. That's a terrible example.
It's just no, but like you're not. You're declining it, right? There are people who you're like, hey,
what color do you think Prince Philip's blood is? Is it like gray?
Yeah.
It's probably
is it just like ashes?
It's probably the color of Chivas Regal.
Or like that's coal slurry.
Yeah, I'm thinking whatever whiskey mixed with like coffee grounds would look like.
It's mostly teeth. That's,
yeah, liquid teeth. Yeah, like that's not, if you're a doctor and they're like, well, we could give him Philip's blood. And you're like, no, don't do that.
I just like that the queen has her own Mad Max blood bag to do nothing but sit around.
I hope it's a handmaiden, too, that has to carry the blood, that there's like a shield maiden with just like a cooler pack.
You know, so when people come and they kneel before her and she does the thing with the sword, don't trust that, buddy. She's taking your blood.
Yeah, but she might be low a pint. That's why it's called pints.
Oh, God. That's why they're stuck with Imperial all this time. The prophecy. It's real. Oh. Yeah. I just think there's...
Yeah, I get that, though, because like a liter of blood, that just feels like a lot.
Somebody just has to walk around carrying that. Like, what did he do? That's 8 hours of carrying the queen's blood around. That's what I do. She doesn't do anything. It's not like
I have a master's degree in political science.
This lady's blood
carrying
doping
the queen's blood.
And not doing also, sports.
But she also, is. Like, you say she's not doing anything.
Oh my God. She's HRH, HGH.
But she's like
the Lance Armstrong of sitting.
Wait, she's the English. She's the English Pope, though. She's the head of the church.
Pope dope. Okay.
Like, blood poping.
Listen, if there's one thing I know about English people, they love rhyming headlines.
It's true. The power rhyming has over them is inexplicable. Yeah,
you guys gotta watch Ted Lasso.
I watched one episode. I'm getting there. I'm starting.
You need to stick with it.
I will. I haven't. I had to watch Fast 6 first.
Okay. Oh!
This is the only acceptable excuse. Okay, well, you're getting to the end of where you have to watch that series anyway.
It's time, folks. It's time for a Fast update.
Okay, first of all, my wife is furious with what they've done to Han.
Yeah. Thank you. Welcome to the party, Caitlin.
Between breaking up the couple she liked best, mm-hmm. with Han and Giselle, and then revealing how Han actually dies in Tokyo Drift, just furious. Other than that, I gotta say I didn't like 6 as much as 5.
Yeah, 5.
Oh no, 5. 5 is the peak. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 6 and 7 are still pretty good. They're no 5.
I mean, 6 does have the tank coming out of the, like, being born on the highway.
Guys, they got a tank. How many takes do you think he wanted to do of guys, they got a tank?
But I don't think anything will be... Well, I really wish... maybe they did this. I would love to see the Mythbusters of what would actually happen if Vin Diesel forcibly ejected himself from his car to catch Michelle Rodriguez midair to redirect her into another car.
Is Mythbusters
still going?
This is
where we could use some blood baths.
No, I think Mythbusters is down, but like their bodies would liquefy, right?
This movie series is why Mythbusters called it quits.
Yeah, that's right. Probably right.
Yeah.
That's probably fair.
Because they were like, they rewrote science because all of these things actually happened.
Yeah. So now that you're on the Justice for Han committee.
Movement. Yeah.
Welcome,
I'm really excited for movie 8.
Okay. Yeah, no,
oh,
I mean.
Yeah, there's some shit coming up that you're gonna fucking hate.
The other part I liked about 6.
And you should.
The other part I liked about 6, and then we can move on, is that it starts with this like montage of like little snippets of.
Oh yeah, you're gonna get those from now on. The previously on Fast and Furious.
But it's hilarious because it's like they don't even necessarily pick the important ones for that movie. They're just like, here are some cool scenes.
I think it's because they got to 6 and they're like, fuck, still no. We have resurrected this entire franchise and still nobody will watch the fourth movie.
Like Fast 11, it's like previously on and it's just like boobs. Previously on the Fast series, some techno.
Yep.
I did see, my favorite thing in this is Letty in a tank, which
sure.
I think was not part of the original script, but Michelle Rodriguez just, you know, one day just decided she needed to drive a tank. And they're like, go with it.
Let me tell you what else. Gina Carano, terrible fucking actress.
Horrible.
Would you stand out as like a wooden actor in the fucking Fast and the Furious franchise? You're bad. You are
She's
straight up
terrible.
Bad.
And everybody hates her ass now because of all the other horrible shit she did. Fast heads have known.
Man,
I remember she did that Haywire movie,
yes,
right? It was like
yes.
a Bourne
yeah.
type mm-hmm. thing or whatever. And I remember watching
yeah.
that like, wow, this would be really cool if she'd done like an acting class. And that was
yeah.
like 10 years ago.
Oh,
she
man.
Did not do, ever do any acting
she
classes.
She is just like, and especially because they pair her with The Rock for most of the movie, who mm-hmm. is like so charismatic and like is so, this is like, is living and breathing his character aggressively, and it's just like he might as well be doing it next to a cardboard cutout of Tiger Woods. The movie mm-hmm. would not be that different.
Yeah, I yeah. so respect.
And then
I so
gets,
respect the.
Then ahead. She has to try to outact Baby Yoda.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
not great.
That's Gina Carano eventually found her level, which is, hey, I think we can make you work in a Star Wars third level subsidiary.
Buddy, yeah. I have some news.
Yeah.
She did not work in that. She's
oh,
still a bad
that,
actor. Her job was walking around with a huge gun, and she was horrible at that, too.
Perfect level. We'll just keep her there. Did she have to talk? She had to talk. Oh, damn.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was. Yeah.
I love. By the way, like, The Rock in every role. I absolutely respect his complete and obvious desire to never, ever, ever, ever be broke again. Every
yeah.
time that man comes on screen,
yes.
you're like, the rent will be paid. There will be fancy shoes in the closet because The Rock is never going broke again.
Because
they give him fast and furious dialogue, and he's like Shakespeare.
He's a wrestler.
Gonna read this like Shakespeare. Yeah.
He's also the only one whose fight scenes are really that watchable. Like, most of the fight scenes are fine or whatever, but like when The Rock is throwing somebody into a wall, that's great. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, like that is like the physicality. Yeah, because The Rock is never going broke again. He's like, "What? You want me to throw myself through this wall? I will throw myself through this wall, because I am never going broke again, ever." I know that like the addition of The Rock to the franchise was met with mixed emotions when it first happened.
No, he was great. Sorry,
that man has sold it all.
I think all the mixed emotions were felt by Vin Diesel.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, who's still the best game you can
who's
play
still
with this,
a better actor than Gina Carano.
The best game you can play with this franchise from five on is whenever Vin Diesel and The Rock have a scene together. Try to figure out like how they made the height look the same. Like figure out like, oh, he's got to be standing on apple boxes, or like at the end. I think it's at the end of this one.
It's Vin, so that you think they probably had to come up with something that wasn't just like you're standing on a box, because he would not even acknowledge that.
Right. So like at the end of six, when they're all back in LA,
they're making movies on two levels. They not only have to make a movie that looks like Vin is as tall as The Rock, they have to make a set where Vin feels as tall as The Rock.
So the last scene they have together in six is in the driveway of the like old house in East LA that they've gone back to, and they're standing at different parts of the driveway so that Vin can be like on the upslope. It's hilarious.
And they're probably both pasted in from two different shots.
Yes.
I think this was the point where they couldn't
bear
to look at each other.
Shit.
They're so close to Gimlying him, right? They're so close to doing some kind of hobbit.
Grooting him.
Yeah. They're so close to doing some kind of forced perspective, right? And they're like, oh, we hobbit. Yeah. They're so close to doing that.
I would watch that cut. I would watch the cut of these movies where Vin Diesel is obviously a foot and a half shorter than The Rock.
I mean, you know why they hate each other. Vin's like, I'm Mr. Cool. And The Rock's like, I am selling.
Yes.
I will be compelling and assertive and masculine. And Vin's like, well, just keep it cool. The Rock's not going to keep it cool. The Rock's not going to hide effort. The Rock's going to be like, I am reporting for duty. Because I am a soldier. He went to the U. Just count it. It's military service. He went to the University of Miami.
Defending America from enemies. Aquatic.
Domestic and domestic.
Defending America
and
from
domestic.
Enemies
domestic
who lack swag.
And imported.
Yeah, from the swaggerless.
And also defending from domestic enemies and foreign beer.
That's right. But yeah, that's...
Listen, just calibrate, pace yourselves regarding Han rage.
Okay.
The atrocities to which they submit him have not yet ended.
Okay. Good to know.
But Seven's pretty good, too. Seven's really dumb.
Seven's,
I'm looking forward to it.
Seven's big dumb and big fun.
Seven big is stupid. The end of it for me.
Big stupid, yeah.
Seven is when stupid is at an all-time high and actual dumb has not yet arrived.
I think Seven's peak Tyrese, right? Like, it's probably the best.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
I would argue, Too Fast is peak Tyrese.
You think Too Fast is peak Tyrese? Okay.
I do think Too Fast.
Well, he's like half the movie for two.
Yeah.
Now they got 80 people in the family.
Yeah. This is like Seven is extremely important in my Ludacris is smart, Tyrese is stupid theory of life. Which is that at every moment you can take what Ludacris is doing, and it is 10 times smarter than whatever Tyrese is doing on Instagram. Like, Tyrese is on Instagram, like, yelling at a 16-year-old for calling him a loser, and Ludacris is learning to fly planes. Because Ludacris is smart and Tyrese is very dumb. They are both richer than me and more famous than I will ever be. But I think it is clear to everyone that if the universe has two rules, it is that Ludacris is smart and Tyrese is very dumb.
So who in the Fast family is doing the most acting? Because I don't feel like anyone is. Like, the whole franchise is just like, be yourselves with these cars.
Right.
No,
The Rock is being just Mad Rock. Like,
no,
you watch his videos and he's that guy just smiling more.
No, but
I feel like everyone there is just being themselves dialed up a little bit.
This is my favorite kind of movie, though, where it's a bunch of people who are like, hey, let's put on a movie.
Sure.
Right, right.
Well, the answer to who's trying the hardest is Gina Carano, and that's what makes it sad.
I don't know if I mean trying the hardest. I just mean, like, every single person is just
who's farthest from type?
Who is playing
against their
type.
Own personality. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's great.
Definitely not Jason Statham.
He's playing Jason Statham.
That's it. It's me. What are you doing?
Oi. Oi.
I'm ending every sentence with a question mark. Aren't I?
Oh, God damn it. We did it again.
Yeah, it's broken. Sorry, it's happening. The person who's playing most against type? Yeah, I don't know. They're all doing them, you know? I feel like The Rock actually thinks he is that guy, though. Mm. Right? Like, he walks onto the set. That's who he's going to be.
That's just Cop Rock. Like, there's three rocks, and this is Cop Rock.
Cop.
And sometimes he's, like, Goofy Rock.
Kid-friendly Rock, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes
the
he's...
The Tooth Fairy Rock. Escape from Witch Mountain Rock.
Yeah.
Or Jumanji Rock. And then there's, like, Adventure Rock.
We forget that Vin Diesel had a phase like that, too. Like, didn't he do a movie where he had to act with a duck?
He's done a lot of weird shit. Like, he had, like, a mafia lawyer movie forever ago.
Yes, yeah. It's called Find Me Guilty. I
remember
seen
watching it.
It,
and, like, toward the end, I'm like, holy shit, this is not great, but I'm really touched.
Holly, go
Vin
look
Diesel's
it up.
Lawyer movie.
Go look it up just so you can see the fucking terrible hairpiece he has for this.
Yes.
It's, okay.
It's truly awful.
He looks like a 1982 Chicago Bulls coach or something like that type of hairpiece.
Yeah.
Pitch Black was pretty good.
Oh, I saw Pitch Black in theaters.
But these are all like that. All Pitch Black also feels like this is like who Vin Diesel thinks he is in space.
Mm. Yeah. But then he does like just little weird shit like the behind the scenes of Guardians. Have you seen this?
No.
When he's recording Groot's lines.
No.
This man walks in on stilts because he feels more authentic being the height of Groot.
Wait, what?
Yes, look it up. Him recording Groot's lines, and he doesn't just walk in and say, I am Groot, and then they manipulate it. He lays down like 200 different versions of I am Groot while standing on stilts so he can feel tall like Groot. Which is probably how they make him as tall as The Rock.
He's not making this up. He's not making this up.
And I forget if I'm making up.
Guys, he wore the stilts to the European premiere of one of the movies.
Yeah, that's great.
He wore the stilts.
So he'd be as tall as The Rock.
Listen, I'm going to put it, hold on. I'm going to drop it to you all once I can find wherever the hell are.
While you're looking for that, there's one other thing that I don't know if I'm making up this part or not, but like for international versions of Guardians.
That video I have seen where he has to do it in all the languages.
Yes. Yeah.
Yo soy Groot.
Look at that fucking picture.
That video is delightful.
Okay, hold on.
It's in the Discord.
Oh my God.
wait, let me see. Christ almighty. Okay, when you said stilts, I thought you meant...
No, those
I guess
are proper.
I had a different idea of what constitutes stilts nowadays. Like, I thought like he was walking around on a pair of wooden stilts.
Yes, like a an old-timey
like
carnival.
This looked like Oscar Pistorius type
appendages. Yeah, that is right. But he wore these to the premiere with a shirt that says, I am Groot.
In case by the way, going to the premiere when everyone else is in a suit... And a t-shirt that says, I am Groot. Vin Diesel, everybody!
Just for contrast, find me what Bradley Cooper wore to the
I hope, like everything, that every red carpet interview he's done for these movies, he only responds, I am Groot. I hope that's the only thing he'll say in an interview connected to any of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
He might. He really might.
Bradley Cooper wore a...
If I were Bradley Cooper, I would also wear a t-shirt that says, I am Groot.
He wore a...
Just to see what happens.
Oh, God. He wore a leather jacket.
It's a collarless leather
Collarless
jacket.
Leather jacket.
Fuck, dude.
I don't know anything of Bradley Cooper, but my suspicions are not good.
Let's get you a collarless leather jacket. Let's just see what happens.
No. Oh, yeah. It's happening.
I won't wear it.
Man, it's going to be like sous-viding him, Ryan.
Yeah, don't do that.
You know what you'd look like? You'd look like one of those henchmen that young Indiana Jones... like flips off a circus train at the beginning of Last Crusade.
Yeah, he would do that.
That's get over here.
Hey, kid, give me that. It's you.
I have one more Vin Diesel note that's important, which is this. Just remember that in XXX, at one point, and this is from...
Oh, my God, I forgot about
this.
XXX.
Is from Jack Kennedy on Twitter, which I have this saved because
Being
I thought
Jack
it was...
Kennedy?
I thought it's
John Kennedy, yes.
Still bumping. Yeah, this is from him. He points out that, yeah, Vin Diesel at one point is drinking a Sobe Life water with Tony Hawk after pulling off a stunt where he says, Dick, you've just entered the Xander zone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No, there was no quality control in 2002. None. Holt just took...
Yeah, because now things are great.
Took the whole year off.
Is he talking to his dick?
Might be.
Yeah. Dick, you've entered the Xander. Xander, you've entered the dick zone.
Does that mean you're horny? I'm unclear.
We have
the movie's called XXX. Folks, what did you expect?
Did you hear this, folks?
We're done roasting Vin Diesel because
I wouldn't say roasting. I would say it was lovingly
appreciating.
Lovingly appreciating, yeah.
Because we could roast. Because I watched Holly do a really great job, and an actual roast, a Michigan roast.
Yeah, a fellow named John Bacon, who I am told writes books.
Books
of some kind.
Not familiar with them. Nobody reads them. But
that was the point made by many of the attendees of the roast.
Yeah, but you did a great job. It was a roast for charity this past Saturday night.
It was like the Charity Bowl spring game.
Yeah, a little warm up.
In that a bunch of Michigan people asked me to help them raise money, and I was like, well, yeah, I can't ever say no to you guys when it comes to that.
No, including the Sklar brothers, who were cool as hell.
Yeah, they were the MCs.
Yeah, and you're now like BFFs with them.
My close personal friends, the Sklar bros.
Yeah.
No, but I will be on their show this Wednesday, so I guess that'll be the day after this episode comes out.
And
in a rare reversal, for only Spencer will know how funny this is, but they were like, tell Spencer we'd love to have him on sometime too. I'm like, well, this is backwards from how this usually goes.
I did crash your party, and they said, thank you for bringing the Unabomber. Which,
and they would know.
Yeah, that's it. Who knows the Unabomber better than a Michigan man?
Spencer crashed the party by screaming from the other side of the room that The Grapes of Wrath was 25 pages shorter than John Bacon's book about the Rich Rodriguez era.
Which is true.
Which is an excellent point.
You can sum up the perils.
Also, they both suck. Both of the books suck.
You can sum up the perils and sorrows of the Dust Bowl, or you can cover 1 year in the Michigan football program. Yeah. To which the response, by the way, was this. Yeah, because they're both books about depression. Big depressions.
Anyway, I think we had a point with this that we were...
We did, which is this, that...
Oh, right, the Charity Bowl's coming up!
That's true. We are getting together the 2021 edition of the Charity Bowl. This is to say
the first frantic emails have gone out this week. It's a very exciting time.
Mm-hmm, it is. We are going to be doing it again for New American Pathways.
We're going to do it in our traditional time slot this year and not hold off till August like we had to last year.
And we'll see how it goes. But just, you know, this is more just putting a bug in your ear, saying, hey.
Just, you know, if you've got that stimulus check coming and you maybe want to set some of that aside, if you are lucky enough to be able to have money to set aside, think of your friends at New American Pathways and think of all your rivals that you get to call poor and or cheap,
yeah,
in the name of good cause.
If Mammon was kind to you this year, if you managed to have diamond hands and hold on to a couple of quality stonks that might have paid off a little bit, hey, share the wealth. Mm-hmm. Just keep that in mind. Charity Bowl coming up.
Get it.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about something that we've had on the docket for a minute, which is... Ryan, did you find this burger first? The Japanese burger?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
I believe he did.
Which is, I have a theory that we as Americans, because they just assume we're already in the bag, fast food's giving up on us. We get none of the innovations. We get none of the good shit. Fast food companies take us for granted because we're fat and lazy.
I have a really alarming thing to report on this, but please go ahead.
Okay.
Oh,
no. Do you just want to go ahead and get
no,
right?
No, no, no. I want you to get there.
Well, now I'm going to be worried the whole time.
I know. Like, I'm going to be like, ha ha. And they'll be like, this actually killed a man. I'm like, no.
No, it's fine. It's not that.
Okay. It's that.
Can
you're going to come
right
up.
Is dog snoring, by the way?
No.
I don't.
Is that coming through at all? Oh, good.
So Burger King Japan is releasing something called the Strong Magma. Mind you, it's not called the Strong Magma Burger. Nope. Just the Strong Magma. What is it? It is a 1 pound beef burger. 1 pound. Not a quarter pound. No, we're not doing any fractions.
How do you even cook that in a fast food kitchen in any reasonable amount of time?
How many patties does it have?
Four.
That's
okay,
right.
Never mind.
That is four.
We're looking at four patties, all right, with some sort of evil strong magma sauce, some sort of volcanic hell juice that they sprinkle on this burger.
Volcanic hell juice.
Which does appear to be given a pretty conventional bun, but and with carrots? Are these sliced carrots?
Are they pickled?
Pickled? I don't know. The mysteries of the Strong Magma Burger are many.
They're this tongue depressors is what they are.
Those are actually coins. You have to eat them for luck. But yeah, the strong Magma Burger, I'm so mad because this is another country America-ing harder than we America. It distresses me. Slipping.
They have Burger King Japan has dubbed this burger the quote spiciest meat wall.
Gosh, I hope so.
So I think legally that means you can build a dwelling out of this burger.
It tests really well, especially in earthquake tests. It's crazy. I'm so mad. God, first of all, they took my nickname, spiciest meat wall. Second, I want this thing. I can order
you
it without
want
cheese.
The Strong Magma?
Yeah. I want to eat something called the Strong Magma Burger. Is it going to be different than eating just a bunch of like meat and hamburgers irresponsibly in installments? No. Not really, but what am
You're
I going
right.
to be able to say?
It is it is the 5-year mortgage of hamburgers.
It is.
So like
are you
on the subject of America-ing, which countries do we actually out America? England.
England, yeah, definitely, yeah. After this week.
Anybody else?
Although, wait. Is No, never mind. I'm not going to touch that here.
Do we out...
No way. I'll do it. Is England out-Americaing America by making a famous couple flee here because it will be less racist?
Valid point.
I think that just means they're like shitty America, which is saying a lot.
Okay.
Like, what I think on the subject of out Americaing, we're like saying they're achieving the things we think we're good at.
And they're not bragging about
and
it.
And England doesn't do a goddamn thing
of
note or value whatsoever. American or otherwise.
They did produce Ted Lasso, which both of you have yet to watch.
How much credit does England get for that?
I mean,
I think Ted Lasso gets the credit, and he is
boom
from Kansas. So,
okay,
Australia.
Kansas. Are you
Australia might be American harder than Australia, but then again, are they Australian? It's hard to tell.
They didn't have that much COVID.
We are not out Americaning Australia. They're bugs out America.
I don't know, guys. Like they did like actual COVID lockdowns. Is anybody screaming at a Australian Walmart cashier that like masks are an illegal government plot? That's not very America.
I think the general Australia lack of caring about anything probably went ahead and helped with COVID lockdown because they're like, Yeah, you got to stay home. And they're like, all right, fine.
Scary. And also, come on, man. They got a degree of difficulty thing there. They're America on varsity difficulty with big ass ocean.
Yeah.
Like, how hard is it to stay healthy when you don't touch anything?
You're right.
They're just a gigantic Arkansas. They don't have enough people.
But everything in Australia is engineered to kill you and the flora and fauna.
So you want to stay inside.
Oh, fuck. Nuclear scorpions have COVID. Okay. I was going to stay inside anyway.
Can I share my alarming discovery?
Mm.
So you are familiar with the Burger King surfboard chicken sandwich, right?
Classic. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No.
The classic, the washboard.
So, oh, that's what. Okay, I didn't know it had a name.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what the name of it is. I just know it's this chicken sandwich that is an oval, like a sub sandwich or something.
Yeah, it was the part of the. It's the sole of the chicken. Yes, by that I mean the S-O-L-E, the shoe shaped part of
the chicken table.
Yes. But the bun that they use for this chicken sandwich in America and in Canada, because I checked. That's the only menu item it's used for, right? You never see them experiment with other items using that bun.
So what you do is you pull up and you say, I need a long burger.
So here's the thing. In other countries, that's true.
You can get a long burger?
If you go to a Netherlands Burger King, you can get an extra long chili cheeseburger, which is, by my count... Three burger patties, chili cheese sauce.
Three burger patties across?
Yes. Yes. Like,
what?
Like sort of half stacked on each other like they're...
Like they're layered like Subway bologna?
Like Homer Simpson eating donuts?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. With chili cheese sauce and jalapenos on top on the long bun. If you go to Burger King in Chile, you can get the Italian Chicken King, which is, again, the long chicken sandwich, but this one has guacamole, tomatoes, and mayonnaise. Italian delights all three. If you go to Burger King Myanmar, you can get the long cheesy onion beef, which is just two giant patties topped with nacho cheese sauce, mayo, mustard, pickles, and fresh onions. If you go to Burger King New Zealand, they've got several choices, including the Hawaiian BK chicken, which is the chicken patch sandwich with bacon, lettuce, and pineapple. You can even go to Jolly Old England.
Oh, shit.
And get a double vegan bean burger on the long chicken sandwich. Okay. But in America, you can just get the chicken sandwich and nowhere else. Everywhere else, this is part of the Burger King's culinary palette that he uses to paint terrifying masterpieces. In America, it's just for the one thing. Why can't I go to Burger King, a place I don't want to go to ever, and get four hamburger patties stacked up like they're poker chips that fell over on a long sandwich?
Because our quality of life is crap.
It's
America. Because America is a fucking lie. I mean, in a lot of ways. But another one is
American exceptionalism is just bullshit. Yeah.
Well, like even with this shit, we think we're so cool and we think like, oh, we're unhealthy. But like, dude, fucking everybody is. Okay. Like way worse.
America is a lie we tell ourselves. But Burger King should have been a truth.
Yeah, you know what? McDonald's, I'm going to tell you this. We all suspect McDonald's of lying to us anyway. And you're right, you know, because they've given up on us. The ice cream machine is never, ever functional. Something I actually encountered in the wild. It's like online joke, like, oh, haha, ice cream machine's broken. It never works at McDonald's. No, I actually had that happen this week. I was trying to get ice cream for the kids.
Somebody made a fucking map of McDonald's ice cream machines that are broken. And the map is well lit with reports coming in.
In Hong Kong, you can get a Whopper with a fucking hash brown on it.
Oh, I'm about to because I've encountered, yes, but you haven't been. I encountered this personally, and it's completely true. McDonald's in New Zealand has everything. McDonald's in New Zealand is a revelation.
Sure.
I'm just going to, at breakfast, like, oh, okay, man, we can get breakfast all the time now. Yeah, I guess what you can't get. You can't get the massive McMuffin.
The
The massive McMuffin, designed per McDonald's New Zealand's website, which you can't get because you're in crap hole America. For when one McMuffin isn't enough, our massive McMuffin has a rasher of bacon, a freshly cracked free-range egg, a slice of cheese, and two sausage patties. Two.
How do we live?
You
like
can't
this?
Get that.
Oh shit, y'all! Les is gone.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. God. By the way, that's following up the massive McMuffin combo meal, where you get a massive McMuffin and a bacon and egg McMuffin and a hash brown and a small hot chocolate and a God.
The hot chocolate is within the rest of this.
It's separate, but you know what? It's New Zealand. They probably let you do that because they believe in freedom and working for you, the customer. They haven't just given up on you like American McDonald's. Is that the biggest thing that they have at McDonald's in New Zealand for breakfast? No, they have the big brekkie beef burger with bacon, egg, cheese, a hash brown on it, barbecue sauce, and a 100% New Zealand beef quarter pound patty.
Oh, man, now I'm hungry.
All on a bun. Now look at that thing. Look at that. Look at the majesty.
Oh, God, now I'm less hungry now that I looked at it.
Hi, folks. Jason Kirk here for Acorns. Did you know you can go to acorns.com/Vulcast to get a starting boost on your personal investment account on your phone? That's right, you can. Here's another thing you might not know. At some point in this episode, we are going to, I don't know if it happened already or if it's yet to come, we're going to discuss which Nicolas Cage movies are the best fits for the British royal family. I would like to announce I have found the best title for a Nicolas Cage movie that happens to pair up with that situation. It's coming out in 2021. It's called Prisoners of the Ghostland.
Nailed it, coach.
There's also National Treasure. There's also Trapped in Paradise.
There's a pivotal moment in
there's
National
also
Treasure
Lord
too.
Of War. Been a while since they've been a Lord of War. There's somebody on Twitter talking about like, oh, you don't cross the UK like this. Then like they're literally 0-5 against Iceland.
Want
to
bet?
Lots of people have crossed.
Hey, listen, Iceland runs a very complicated offense, all right? It's hard to prep for.
They got 9 people, and they're all squirrely. Acorns.com/Vulcast.
I was going to say, you know who could have used the Acorns app? Nicolas Cage.
Disagree.
What the fuck would he do with it?
What are you saying? The solution to Nick Cage is that he had more money.
That man would he'd have it at negative. He'd be on it looking at like, how do I buy skulls?
There isn't okay. Well, we've all been there, but there's a pivotal moment in National Treasure 2: Book of Secrets where Nicolas Cage has to pretend to be doesn't have to pretend.
Chooses to pretend
as a ruse. Chooses to pretend to be English for like 90 seconds. Just go watch it.
Okay.
You don't need to watch any other part of this movie, although I wish you would, because the National Treasure movies are batshit and very good fun, and only I like them, and I'm fine with this. But just go watch the part in the movie where Nicolas Cage pretends to be a limey for a minute, and that is all I will say.
I'm not saying that his troubles would have been entirely prevented, because... if you're not familiar with Nicolas Cage's financial life, it's a turbulent one.
Oh, I'm
with
not
some
actually.
Questionable.
He's bought several skeletons, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, really?
This man buys castles.
Oh, I thought when Jason was like looking for skulls that he was just
no.
Being
I think
Cage.
That's
no.
A thing. He's
this
done.
Man buys
oh, that's
anything.
A thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
He buys
I'm
anything.
You,
does he want to buy a podcast?
At one point,
probably.
At one point, he owned 15 different residences around the world. He owned a couple of shrunken pygmy heads, an octopus. He built a 9-foot-tall pyramid-shaped tomb in New Orleans.
That was for Lisa Marie, right?
For him.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, just booking it ahead of time. And he paid $150,000 for a Superman comic. And he bought a 70-million-year-old dinosaur skull, a T-Rex skull, that he spent an insane amount of money on and then had to give back to the nation of Mongolia because it was stolen.
This is like if Godfrey came into money and was single.
This may just be Godfrey coming into money, period. Might still do this. But yeah, he had to give it back to Mongolia because it had been taken illegally from the nation of Mongolia. That's a Tyrannosaurus Bitar skeleton. Do you know the other person bidding on this skeleton who drove up the price to $276,000? Leonardo DiCaprio, in case you wonder who the other dumbass in the room is.
The last person I heard who was this bad at handling large sums of money was Jeff Long.
You can't spell Leonardo DiCaprio without acorn. Pretty sure that's right.
I'm just saying, considering the spending spree he was on, the savings he could have had from those roundups on acorns
probably would have come in handy. All right, I'm seeing it now. The roundups, yes. Yeah, all right, got it. Because, like, the way, of course, acorns works, if you spend $70 million and 4 cents, buddy, that is 96 cents in your investment account. That'll be 97 cents before too long.
And you say, like, well, $70 million, that's a lot of a purchase. If you do that enough, yeah, it adds up.
Nicolas Cage blew $150 million. You don't think you want all those little roundups off of blowing it? That's you don't true. Think you want a roundup off the purchase off of a castle?
There's definitely, I agree that there has been one point where Nicolas Cage has been like, fuck, I could use $400 right now.
When he sees a cool skull.
He sees a cool skull.
Fuck, I'm $400 short for this skull and I want it so bad.
I just think if you see something.
Use his heavy metal debit card.
People are asking a lot of questions about my "this skull is not stolen" shirt that are answered by my shirt.
Yeah, like, I just want to go ahead and think. If you're like, oh, hey, maybe I don't need to buy the LaLaurie house in New Orleans, especially if I'm never going to be there. Yeah, guess what? You want the roundup from that, okay? Acorn's going to help from that. Do you want to buy for $450,000 the late Shah of Iran's Lamborghini Mura?
Kind
yeah.
of.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Cool. You know, you go ahead and do that, but you want the roundup off that, don't you?
Does he buy anything ahead? Normal? Is he ever like, I don't know,
$150,000 on a pet octopus? $150,000.
That sounds like a quality octopus.
Ryan, he can't afford
it. It better be.
Yeah, you're right.
I could buy a lot of Bombas.
Also,
Bombasies.
Yeah, he also bought the first Superman, which everybody knows what happens to that one already, Nick.
Wait, what do you mean he bought the first Superman?
I guarantee you he thought he was literally buying the first Superman.
He wanted to play Superman.
Yeah.
He blew $150 million. I'd want the roundups off
what
that.
What do you mean he bought the first Superman?
Oh,
the first comic.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
No, he did phrase it confusingly.
Context is important.
And it would be funny if the octopus strangled the first Superman to death. Drowned him. My one weakness, water!
Buddy, that's an hour seven of the Snyder Cut.
Aquaman.
Or if the octopus was the one who stole the Mongolian Tyrannosaurus Rex skull in the first place.
Look, man, I thought it was cool. It was cool. Nah, the octopus is French, probably.
If you're going to be out there just throwing money willy-nilly on expensive, lame comics and octopi, get the roundups, get acorns, have a little money left after you've blown it all.
Is this still a bad read?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Somehow.
If you are listening to this podcast and you are a fan of mustaches, cartoon guns, tortillas, bats, those are probably the main ones. Good news. Texas Tech gear is now available at homefieldapparel.com, the world's finest and arguably only purveyor of comfortable and high-quality collegiate merchandise. We're talking shirts. We're talking crewnecks. We're talking a handful of baseball tees. I know they've got a good Tulane one there. they're also, you know, now I think they've cornered the market on certain I guess all animals are non-surfing.
I'm sorry. Listen, I know we already... listen. I need to tell you who the interim head coach is at Kansas.
Mike DeBoard?
Yes, it is.
Yep, it's Mike.
Great job, Jeff Long. Anyway, Ryan, continue talking about smart things you can do with money unlike Jeff Long.
Yeah, I think Homefield's now got the market cornered on surfing animals on clothes. They've got the Tulane Pelican. They've got the Zot, the Surfing Zot at this point.
Well, four-lane Pelican.
I have proposed that they have the Tulane Green Wave surfing because I like the sort of meta messaging of that. I don't think they have a surfing cowboy for Texas Tech, but like, give it time. They're always adding, you know, new options at new schools, new options for schools that they already have. We're all big fans of everything Homefield makes. They do whatever we say, and they are in our thrall, more or less. But we'll still extend to you, the customer, this offer of 20% off your first order when you go to homefieldapparel.com and use the offer code FULLCAST. And then, yeah, tell us who you want us to yell at Connor to go get or make, and we'll go get or make that. Because
I will tell you this, by the way. I'm really, really feeling the Texas Tech Red Texas Outline shirt, the double T.
Yeah.
Because it is, because you know what? The design is this. It's already got Texas on it. So it's like, yeah, screw you. Here's Texas. And then they've got a T, which, traditionally the logo of the Texas Longhorns. No, there's two of them. Screw you. We got two T's over Texas. That's all the Texas. Ta ta.
I am concerned at some point.
Speaking of Texas, Paul Wall got vaccinated.
Hey. I am concerned at some point a FullCast listener will be wearing a Guns Up shirt and the now limited edition Do Crimes beanie and immediately be arrested for that. And I'm sorry ahead of time, but also not my fault. Legally, not my fault.
Yeah.
Spencer, I have to go back to Burger King briefly, and I'm sorry. I hate to split us apart like this.
You always go back to Burger King.
This is a menu item in Burger King New Zealand called the Breakfast of Champions. The subhead, start the day the right way. Here is what you get when you order the Breakfast of Champions. One bacon and egg muffin, small hash, little like tater tot bites, one regular hot drink of your choice, and an entire chicken sandwich.
Yes.
Man, we're so proud we have cookout where it's like, oh, you can get a chicken quesadilla as a side item, and they're fucking dunking on us with, you can get a whole meal as a side.
Just casually, here's the chicken surfboard for breakfast, you piece of shit.
I like this battle that has emerged between International McDonald's and International Burger King.
Sure.
The
I mean, this is why Burger, like, first of all, Burger King, great job on the advertising for International Women's Day. Just fucking bang up job there. Just lean into what you're good at, which is absurd food that shouldn't be consumed by humans.
Wait, what happened?
Oh, they're the ones that they did this both in tweet form and in print advertisement form. This was
also,
I think,
a lot of people had to think it was a good idea.
Oh,
yeah. This was the UK account, I believe.
England is the only place that sucks.
Fair. It starts with this. Women belong in the kitchen.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
And then the next and the next tweet is like, if they want to, of course. Women could do anything. And it's just a fucking shit show from there, and it's like, oh God, guys. Just fucking terrible idea.
We hear you. That's got to be the first thing. We've heard you. We hear you.
Oh.
And we're listening. I'm not done, though.
I know.
I'm not done because New Zealand, like, it made me so mad when I was there. Like, just so mad to see this because my country has forsaken me. And they've moved on. They've given up on the United States because this is what they give New Zealand just for burgers. Yeah, you have your standard menu line of Big Mac, quarter pounder, double quarter pounder, hamburger, you know, all those normal kind of things. And then you have the Boss. They have a hamburger called the Boss. They have a double Big Mac with four patties.
How does that even work?
You just double stack them and be like, have a crack at it, mate. There.
Double Big Mac.
They have a double Big Mac. They have something called the Almighty Texan Barbecue Burger.
God damn it.
That's American harder than we America.
Yeah.
Two patties, double the cheese, bacon, caramelized onions, barbecue sauce, and mayonnaise in a chili chive bun. It's back and it's almighty.
Chili chive bun?
Don't even know what that
mean
is.
Chili like peppers, not chili like.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, maybe you do mean chili like that. How the fuck do I know?
Yeah, give it time. They'll get on it before we will in this country. They have sucks.
They have a burger called the Sailor's Double Beef. They have the Kiwi Burger, which has egg and a slice of beet on it, which is way better than you think it should
no,
be.
No, it's not.
No, it's really good.
No, I don't. No.
The Kiwi Burger rules.
You're
and you
wrong
can only get
that.
It at McDonald's in New
Zealand. Because you'd always like to know, why did my burger make me poop red?
Some of us do wonder that,
I'm
Ryan.
I'm not seeking food advice from the guy who runs quailing from a grilled cheese.
And as if insult to injury here, the double McChicken sandwich. You can't go to any McDonald's in the United States and be like, can you put two?
I don't think
patties?
That's true. I bet you could. I bet. I think that's the one where I think if you had the right attitude and caught the right person on the right day, you could make that happen.
You think they're going to pull that with the double fillet of fish?
No. No,
you can get that every day in New Zealand, Ryan.
Man, I was
going to. Every day.
I was going to keep playing our cute little plural nouns game and say it's fillets of fish, and then I realized that fillets of fish sounds like.
I think you're fish. Also right.
It sounds like a Bay Area SoundCloud rapper.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, well, it just. The name just sounds like you're shooting lasers out of a keyboard.
Well, you can get your double SoundCloud rapper burger every single day in New Zealand. You can't get it here at all.
Is it is like the McRib? Oh, is that pumpkin. Just stay year round? Another I've never had a McRib. I don't really. I
mean,
can't imagine it's
like
worth
Pringles,
the hype. But
no, it's like a Pringles, but for pig, right? I don't want that.
I don't know, but like, are we the only country they tell the lie to
parts,
about
right?
How
yeah.
It has to go away?
No, we're just like they just give us their worst specialty sandwich. And they're like, yeah, America, here, choke on this, and we're like, oh, it's amazing.
We deserve this.
It's
we
so
deserve
good.
Less. And we always will. Mama was right.
It's just like, God.
You know what really so troubles betrayed. Me? We've all seen the, like, I assume at this point we've all seen the pink goo that Chicken McNuggets are made of.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've seen that.
Somebody... Spencer's blood.
Yeah.
But, like, there is no viral video of, like, here's how a McRib is made. Because that's how horrifying it must be. It
so
must be
pictures.
So bad that
yeah
people,
Refinery
like,
29 saw that shit and was like, oh,
shut it down.
Yeah,
shut
like
it
you
the fuck down.
I think you could take pictures of the McRib factory, but then somebody would like shoot a dart
oh,
into your neck.
Spencer, McRibs are not made, they are grown,
they are they're born,
they are hatched,
forged.
They are harvested.
You have to fight a dragon like in that Marine Corps ad.
It's the stuff you cut off of the dragon?
Yeah, it's a scale.
Yeah, it's dragon gristle.
It's the scale of the fattest dragon in the land. The only dragon that died of heart disease. It's just sitting there shedding McRibs. But yeah, that's what we get, America. We don't get all the good stuff. We don't get the stuff that, like, tiny little isolated New Zealand gets, where McDonald's, by the way, is doing triple backflips every day. Four shows a day to packed houses.
I have a solution to this. It's a very it's a very like Atlanta inspired solution. So the world of Coke has, or at least did years ago, I haven't been there in probably 20 years at least, had that room towards the end where you could try Coke products from around the world. Like you could try
yeah,
like
this is where everybody gets tricked by Beverly.
Yes, and you can try like here's lychee soda. And here's, you know, shit you cannot find even in, you know, like international grocery stores in the U.S. You're just, it's the shit that is not available to you. And you can try a little bit of it. Why don't we have like one of these for McDonald's and for Burger King and for anybody else so that if you want to, you can go to Kansas City or whatever and be like, I went to the world of McDonald's and I paid $100 for the tasting menu of death.
Yeah, why isn't this a thing? Now, this is a business idea. We got to cut this out of the program.
Shit.
Because they're lazy, damn. I guess.
Or because we don't deserve it.
We're gonna show up anyway. That's why. Be like, hey, you could
show
have
up
a good
at
idea.
Headquarters and demand to see. Oh, Okay, I've tried this before with great effect. You need to gather a bunch of young people and give them all, like, some kind of coordinated blazer situation and fancy name tags.
Yeah.
And then you show up at one of these places and you tell them that you have a bunch of students that just won a Model UN contest, and that, and then you demand to be shown the international items because, quote, it's on our itinerary.
Hmm. And you point to your clipboard.
Right. You have an itinerary that you have made.
Right. Yeah. And it just has the magma burger on it. Right. The strong magma.
This was their reward for doing all that diplomacy.
Sure. Yeah.
I just want a Burger King chicken sandwich that is as tall as it is long.
It's a cube. You're describing
a cube of ovals. Oh my god.
Will you give me?
I want the Hope Diamond of chicken sandwiches.
It's just going to be so tall and so long.
Can you give me a Burger King chicken sandwich where the plank is oriented the wrong way so that it's
I just want a Burger King chicken sandwich shaped like a door.
Jason, would you take the chicken out of the burger and just eat it like an apple?
I think you'd like cut it like a cake.
Okay. Ooh, delicious!
Find the baby.
It's my birthday.
Wait, whose birthday is next on this show?
I think
Spencer's is before Ryan's. Jason, when is your birthday?
It'll be after them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, let's trust him.
Jason's trying to get out of this. Okay, Spencer's birthday. We're going to make you an enormous orb of chicken orb.
Chicken orb. This is the other thing, too, by the way, that, like, if Burger King had done this in the United States and they had said, hey, we're going to market this burger, what are you going to call it? They'd be like, we'll call it the Big Burger.
Right.
In Japan, they're like, no, we need a story. This is the Strong Magma Burger. It was forged in the fires of hell itself.
This burger was the son of a god, and this village murdered the god, and the son is furious, and he will destroy the villagers in his burger form one day until a wandering archer wins his love and convinces him.
He's going to fuck that burger.
You know buy
the burger. Buy the burger so he'll have sex with the archer.
Buy the burger so they will have enchanted warrior sex to save the village.
Whereas ours, it would be like,
eat it. Eat it.
That's it. That's all the lore
we get. Big turd burger.
If your truck could eat a burger, this would be it.
God, we're so fucking dumb. We're so dumb they don't give us lore.
They don't even have to try. No,
we settled
years ago.
To be fair, we are the ones who have been eating Burger King for decades, and Burger King itself is probably shocked at that.
I like the Impossible Whopper. I have done that several times. It's a Burger King burger that is not a burger. So
the plant based one, right?
Yeah.
You know what happened with that when they rolled it out in New York?
No.
There are all these, like, people in New York will use Seamless or the other food delivery services, Uber Eats, to get, like, Burger King and McDonald's and shit because people don't have cars. And at one point when they first rolled it out, people who don't, like, vegans and vegetarians were trying to order the Impossible Burger. But there was a problem where, like, it wasn't yet available at those Burgers King. And so they were just like, well, we'll just give them a regular Whopper instead. And so they sent out dozens of just heavy beef Whoppers to people who hadn't eaten meat in years. And
that's
here's
exactly
the thing.
What I was going to guess.
If your body,
like, this is great.
If your body hasn't had any meat in like 10
years,
and then you throw a fucking Burger King Whopper into it, oh my God, the gears stop
working. They're like, wow, this tastes really realistic. And then they're like, oh, fuck. This was realistic.
Yeah, it was not good. It was not good.
Now I remember why I'm vegetarian.
There you go.
And now I'm a werewolf.
Strong magma.
I think this is how the queen gets her blood jolts. Burger King handles the queen's blood charges.
Burger King.
Yes.
Just blaster full of burger.
That's right.
Blood.
Oh, yeah. The Burger King is the true heir to the throne. I think we all know it's not Charles.
No, please. Look at the two. Who is the real commander of men?
The throne belongs to Tyler Perry now, right?
That's correct.
As I understand.
Yeah, that is correct. That is
like, correct. I mean, if you're the one literally housing and caring for members of the royal family, who are you but the king?
Yeah.
That's, hey, listen, who bought their own house? It wasn't the queen.
No.
It's Tyler Perry. Who's out here running like international rescue missions for exiled royals? Tyler Perry.
Somebody needs to mod Tyler Perry into Crusader Kings and just get it done.
I mean, the queen should have terrible credit, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, absolutely. She should have ghastly credit. What are you gonna use as security? Okay, you got a drafty old house and rights to all of the dolphins in English waters. Ooh.
And she doesn't pay bills.
What?
Yeah, she owns all the dolphins in English waters. Like some
England has dolphins.
Yeah,
they're real salty. They're cranky.
Like if one wanders through.
Yeah.
Yeah, if one wanders through, boop. That's
the
queen's dolphin.
Owns all the rights to do what?
Whatever she wants with them.
Oh shit! Bleed them.
Yeah.
If the queen was living off dolphin blood, that would make more sense.
So listen, she's got a bunch of like jewels they stole from other places.
Yep.
She's got a dolphin, and she's got like a sketchy old house. She's basically a Miami like.
She's Nicolas Cage, is what you're describing. But she wasn't even in Con Air.
That's true. Oh my god, she didn't even give that much to the world. Nicolas Cage gave us Knowing. Okay. And he's really good in it. And you know who didn't do that? The queen.
Queen Elizabeth
the useless queen.